Good morning, and please pull up a stool at the Kirkside Cafe, a Little Man's on the Prairie production on the Be Thou My Vision Radio Network. I am Chuck Meether, a pastor of a brand new uber tiny church plant of the RCUS in Oskaloosa, Iowa. We are barely a sprout, just a little thing poking above the top soil. So, someone had asked me the other day, how long has this program been around? Well, that depends on what iteration. We began around 2002 in earnest, and back then we were known simply as WSEA, or Westminster Shorter Catechism Applied. We started as a listserv, and from there as a Yahoo group, and eventually we went into podcast form. So about 17 years we've been around just meditating on different Reformed confessions, and today we talk about Lord's Day 6, question and answer 18 of the Heidelberg Catechism, where it reads, "But who now is that mediator who in one person is true God and also a true and righteous man? Our Lord Jesus Christ, who is freely given unto us for complete redemption and righteousness." Now, a catechism, or a confession, or a creed for that matter, would be meaningless unless it had scripture behind it. And we absolutely have scripture behind this declaration that our Lord Jesus Christ has been freely given to us for complete redemption and righteousness. Matthew 1:23 tells us, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. 1 Timothy 3:16, "Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory." Wow, what a witness. And then, of course, Luke 2:11 says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Paul weighs in with his letter to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 1:30, "And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption." And then we have this on our breakfast plate, Acts 4:12, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved."